This month on Hot 91.9, it's Mandela Day every day. Hot Cares is reaching out to make a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
I have on the phone right now a lady by the name of Marie. Marie Goss. Hello, Marie. How are you this afternoon?
Fine, thank you, sir.
Now, you're not too sure why you're here. My name's Simon Parkinson, and we are on a little radio station called Hot 91.9. We like to play the best old school music, and we like to help as many people as possible. So, if you'll give me a second, I just want to explain to you why we've got you on the phone this afternoon. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we got a couple of letters. Hot Cares received two nominations for Marie's Home, which is your home for abandoned kids, which is a home run by you, Marie Goss. One of our listeners named Nikki got in contact and told us about you and your son Dion, who basically help out abandoned children, and not only abandoned children, but adults as well.
Yes.
Okay, so let's just quickly start there. You've been running a safe house for over 34 years. You've opened up your home and your heart to abandoned and abused children. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes, that's correct.
Why did you do that? What made you, what compelled you?
So, I come from a very big house myself. My mom was looking after abandoned children and foster kids for many, many years. And then she got cancer, and as a young girl of 14, I helped my mom looking after these children. And when my mom passed away, there was kids that didn't have families. So I got married on the age of 22, and my husband and myself decided to take these kids into our house. So then I was 22 years old, and I had already four big grown children in my house on that time. None of my own children, but children that was abandoned that grew up at my brothers and sisters in my own home. So then I decided that that is what I want, that this is something that I need to do. And I've asked many people, do you think it's the right thing? And everybody says they don't think that it's the right thing for a young married couple to have children of that big age. Then I fell pregnant with my own kids and I started having a bigger family. So kids just came to my door out of their own, and nobody, when I open my door, there's a child on my front stoop, or there's a child just knocking on the door and ask for a place to stay, and the same with adults. And that is how I became a parent that takes in children in my home.
Well, listen, a fantastic story, and it takes special people like you to make the world go around, that is for sure. I see that over the years you've helped disabled adults and other adults, so you're obviously a caring person all in all. Now, I believe you've got 15 children ranging from, well, very young all the way to 18. Well, there we go, one up to 18.
No, up to the age of 33.
Wow. Okay. So you've really got a wide range of children and young adults there, okay? And we believe that you you are a registered NPO, but no formal fundraising, and you rely pretty much on word of mouth and donations, correct?
That's the truth, sir.
And one of the other things that we were told was that every year or every 2 years you try and raise a bit of money to take these children out of their environment on a holiday. And that's once every 2 years, right?
Yes, that's the truth.
Now, how's that going? Have you managed to raise any money so far for December?
On the moment, I'm working at a school, and in the afternoons, like aftercare. So I earn a salary of 5,000 rand a month. Then I take some of that money and I pay for our holidays right from the beginning of January. On this moment, I've already paid about 5,000 rand.
So part of your salary every month of 5,000 rand, you put a bit of that every month to try and take these children at the 24-month interval on a holiday.
Yes.
You're amazing, Marie.
You are an amazing lady.
Thank you very much.
Marie, because we at Hot Cares and with Hot 91.9, we want to change 100 lives this particular month of July in celebration of what would have been Nelson Mandela's 100th birthday. So with that in mind, what we're going to do today is we're going to actually donate 30,000 rand to pay for that holiday accommodation in December for the children.
Don't joke, please. Don't.
It's real, Marie. It's real.
30,000 rand. Don't worry about the 5,000 or the 1,000 every month that you're saving out of your salary. You're already doing a good job. We at Hot 91.9 are going to give you 30,000. So you take those children at the end of the year to have a fantastic holiday, all right?
Thank you, sir. But are you sure this is not only a prank again, like somebody always plays fools with us?
I promise you that as long as the day is long and there's 24 hours in a day, this is 100% true. You are going and we are paying and we're going to get in contact with you later on today, okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, sir.
Marie, have a fantastic evening. Go and tell the family, the extended big family you've got there with all those children, that they're going on holiday in December, okay?
I will do that. I will do that. Thank you very much.
It's my absolute pleasure. Have a good evening. Okay, bye-bye.
Hot Cares on Hot 91.9.